Welcome back, you guys, to episode 29 of the Brown Bag.
Hey. First episode of 2022.
Hey. We're here. We made it.
We're here. And as great Latinos, we're starting off with a great tradition.
We are. This is Rosca de las Reyes.
De los Reyes Magos.
Rosca de los Reyes. I'm so excited about this. I'm super excited about this because someone in our crew did not know what the fuck a rosca was when I brought it up.
And his name is Edgar.
And his name is Edgar. AKA Edgar. Maximo. Maximo, say hi.
What up?
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
How come you didn't know what a rosca was?
I grew up
was?
In a Christian household.
You grew up in a Christian household?
Well, half Christian.
And the other half?
And my dad, you know, he was a drinker.
Half alcoholic.
No, we asked him. We asked him earlier, like, you never heard it? He's like, nah, my mom was super Christian, but that was drunk. And he looked at it like this. I'm like, that doesn't mean you've never cut a rosca before.
You've never seen this in your life.
No, when I walked in, I was like, yo, this is how it looks?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Not really, actually.
Yeah. No,
I don't think roscas are good.
But I think it depends if you get the little bread part. Like the little
with the white on top.
Yeah, what is all that sugar other shit?
Okay, like, yeah, because did you know that everything peppers. Means something?
That's, I never knew what the other shit was.
I think it's all like, supposed to represent the three things that the kings gave the baby Jesus.
They brought like sour patches or what? I mean, like,
yeah,
sour
one, well, they brought what like the jewels. One of them brought jewels. The other one, I don't know, guys. But can we Google what the meaning of it is? It looks, this one looks more like a rectangle, but usually they look like a long circle, oval. Yeah.
It's like a racetrack.
And for some reason, it always feels dry inside. But maybe it has to be dry inside so the babies don't melt that are inside the rosca. If you are like Maximo and don't know what the freak a rosca is, it's basically a sweetbread. And inside, there's three little babies. And the gist is that we cut different pieces, and whoever gets one of the babies, there's probably three or four in here, has to bring tamales to the next event. And I think there's a reason for the other event, too, like the next event that's coming up.
Yeah, I think it's like somewhere between February 3rd or something
like
that.
Yeah, it has to be.
Whereas, like, so if you get it, and then usually the kids are the ones that cut the rosca. So if you get it, your parents have to cook now. And it's like, your mom's always looking at you like, fuck,
no. Yeah, no, I was explaining this to my coworkers that are not Latino. And they were like, yeah, what is it? And are you happy to get the kid? I'm like, no, you're never happy to get the baby.
Because now you have a commitment like, that you have to do. Yeah. And it's not just a commitment like, oh, okay, if I got you on food. It's more like, it's a religious commitment. Yeah. So you're like, damn, if I don't do it.
I don't know how, but somehow we made this competitive too. Because like everyone's watching to see if you get the baby. It's a real thing. It really happens.
You know what it is? Like a gender reveal.
Yeah. Well, wow.
Everybody's like waiting to you.
Who has the baby?
And then, and then it's cool because everybody just starts picking their shit.
Oh, because you're disappointed when you find out you're having a baby? Or what?
I think that's what we get.
Yeah. So that's a pregnancy test, not a gender reveal.
So the twist, can we tell them the twist?
Yeah, the twist, because clearly we want the payoff to be good for everyone, not just like, hey, make tamales next podcast.
Yeah.
The payoff is going to be, if you get the baby, you have to call somebody in your life, and we already picked who we're calling, and tell them that you are having a baby. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, so Letty might have to surprise Jorge with a new baby upcoming.
Yeah.
And me and Vic will have to either call our mom and tell her they're having a baby.
Vic can call his dad.
From a little bit.
True. Oh,
you call your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want to hear her reaction, though.
Yeah, she's going to be way funny. My dad's just going to be like, psh. Stupid.
Like that?
Yeah, like something like, he'll just...
Babies are a blessing, guys. Can we normalize having babies?
And then, I told you where that Jimmy. And like, that's how
and then, it's going to be dope because Jorge is obviously your husband, so it's always a blessing, but it's like, damn, another kid. And then my mom is more raised in Mexico, Latino mom, and Vic's mom is LA Latino. So all the conversations are going to be different with whatever one we get.
Let me try to read this in from Spanish. Go up a little bit, please.
Zoom in, more.
Okay, la rosca de Reyes representa una corona. Oh, wow, it's a crown. Y el amor de Dios, que no tiene ni principio ni fin. Wow, fucking awesome. Read the next one, fool.
Zoom in.
I can't read.
Read the orange one.
I think it's going to be las frutas, but it's los frutos secos simbolizan las ollas de las coronas de los Reyes Magos. Significa paz, amor y felicidad.
So the dried fruits.
Can we show them? Fuck it.
So the dried fruits, we can do a pan. The dried fruits equal the gems that are on the crown.
So it's a red one, a yellow one, a pink one, and a green one.
Comer el pan de la rosca es relacionado con la comunión comunión con Jesús. It's like the bread of Jesus type of thing.
How to do the next one?
Go to the next one.
Because Vic can't read Spanish. Yeah.
It's not okay. That. I just can't read from here, period.
Si el muñequito de la rosca representa al niño Jesús cuando fue escondido por María y José para salvarlo de la...
Matanza.
De la matanza. Damn, that's a fucking active word. De la matanza de los
inocentes. Yeah, so Ray Harold.
Inocentes?
Yeah, yeah, like he sent, when they there was news that there was going to be a new baby, there was like the prophecy that's gonna he's going to be king. The king at the time sent out for all the babies that are boys to be killed. So his parents hid him. And so that's why the babies are hid in the
bread. I thought they hid him in a piece of bread. I was like,
they did not hide him in a piece of bread.
I want to go. Keep going.
Si en tu pedazo de rosca aparece el muñequito, I sound bomb speaking Spanish, te conviertes en el padrino del niño Jesús. Y la tradición dice que debes ofrecer una fiesta con tamales el 2 de febrero.
That falls off by a day.
Día de la Candelaria. Oh, okay. So yeah, like if you get the baby, you're their godparent. And so you had to make a fiesta, that's party, on February 2nd for Dia de la Candelaria, which, by the way, shout out to Pueblo Nuevo, Guanajuato, and I'm sure other places in Mexico, but that's their Virgin Day. Like Virgen de Candelaria, that's like my dad's.
That's fire.
Oh, you know how different places in Mexico have a different.
There's certain days.
My Saint, family's Santo, Pueblo does December 12th.
Yeah, and then you have like a big old
function.
Festival. That's fire. Okay, are we ready?
Let's do it.
I'm nervous. All right, yeah.
Is there a chance none of us get the baby?
There so could
this
be.
This is big?
This is
a huge-ass rosca.
Yeah.
And then, right, and then
I'm going to go first.
This is like quick. Russian roulette.
Just to let you guys know, Jose, shout out Jose. He edits the videos and does our clips. He said that now you fucking the roscas don't come with the kids in no more because of like
COVID.
So you don't choke or anything. So now you have to put them in yourself. So Jose actually put him in the rosca.
Oh, okay.
Jose, how you put them in the rosca?
Yeah. He had to. Because it comes separately now.
Yeah. So.
No looking.
No, you can't look
here.
Okay, and we can't tell.
Yeah. If I wasn't here. Okay. When I walked
don't
in.
Don't fucking cheat, babe.
Look at it closely.
No, I did it from the bottom. You can't tell.
All right, ready? Wait, hold on. Wait. Wait, you don't go first? Nose goes.
No, I'm going first because I'm a lady.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you get this baby?
Wait, so only if she gets the baby, like whoever gets the baby first?
No, whoever. If we all get the baby,
we're all doing the phone call.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
The things have to be big too, guys.
Oh, fuck.
You can't do no small slice. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck my life.
You got it?
You got it!
Oh. Fuck you, Jose! Oh. Keep going, there's more.
Oh.
Mother
excited.
Bitch.
No, baby. No, baby. My mom's going to come home big from work ass baby. With my ass.
That whole slice. It has to be a big slice, Duno.
That your shit was chunky. See, imagine it was a big slice. Damn.
Wow, Jose. Why would you do that to me?
Fuck.
You got it?
He's cutting.
No, baby, yeah!
Oh, fuck.
Not calling my mom.
So annoying.
Do we have milk, you guys?
It's making me more nervous.
No.
I'm so excited because you just start name dropping every girl.
You're using the knife upside down, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. This shit sucks balls.
You guys, that's fucking annoying. Fuck all of you.
Who wanna go first?
No, baby!
Yeah! No, baby!
No, baby! No, baby!
Ole, 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 ole.
Okay, I just wanted you to know this is going to be very uneventful. Because just watch. We'll do it, but it's going to be, it'll be so much more fun if you guys do it.
Fuck off, you lost.
I think for the crew, we should all do it.
No.
Oh.
Watch. Okay. Just be ready.
Actually, that would be kind of funny. But if I just tell her, like, I got a baby, like, I got a baby on the way. And then just tell her, like,
well, get ready, it's happening. You'll hear why. Wow. He never not answers. He's cheating on me. Wow. Angie, he's cheating on me. with
also,
you.
Also, it might not be fun. Also, it might not be fun because he knows we're filming.
Can you just try? Just let's just have fun.
Bro, she always fucking bends the rules.
I know.
I would do it if you were like, let the I got it. Let's just do it.
Fuck, I get an agate real quick?
I think we all end up still doing the challenges even if we lose.
Yeah, we all ate that nasty ass fucking onion.
We ate your chip.
True. Okay, I'll do it. Just because you guys did eat my chip.
I love our teamwork.
Right. Oh my God.
Fuck.
Vicky, you should call your sister because she's expecting right now. She would be so
happy. Fuck, it was my ear, not yours.
She'll just be happy. She'll just be happy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
No.
It wouldn't be as funny.
My mom or my sister?
Erica. Erica or your mom? Erica will speak English, right?
No, no. Well, they all would, except my mom. So I'm going to call Cookie just because we're closer.
Okay. And like, hey, what do I do?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Remember, put it right. Yep. Thank you for doing this.
Where are you at?
I'm right here eating with Martin.
I understand you. step out, Cookie. How does this? If I got to tell you something, that's why. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Fool, dick. I got fucking, what's her name? Just texting me. Fool, talking about she pregnant and shit.
Ooh.
Fucking, you know what I'm talking about? The one that you said your homegirl knew her.
The little Armenian girl? That one?
No, fool. She's an Armenian. Where'd you get Armenian from?
Ooh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, that girl, but she doesn't have a race. I mean, well, she doesn't have a race, but...
She told her she's pregnant?
Like, literally, right now, we're about to film Brown Bag, and I'm like, and I go to the bathroom, and I get the text, like, hey, I'm like, oh, I gotta tell you something, but I'm thinking, like, she's trying to go deep, because, you know, I stopped replying type shit, and then she's like, I'm pregnant type shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hi, Danny, you too, though. Boom. You don't keep it, only her ass.
Let me see. I'm call you before I come on.
You're fucking dead. Well, I don't know. What does she want to do? I don't even know why I asked
her. She like with that whole like, but we've been at a conversation before, like, oh, she don't do like none of the abortion type shit. You know what I mean? I was like, fuck. But I was like, damn, I would have called Cookie or something. Because I would have called Erica, she would have been like, fuck that bitch. We'll fuck that bitch.
I mean, well, you're the one that fucked up because tell you all the motherfucking times you use a fucking condom and you say mama didn't raise no bitch. So now you about to raise somebody, see? So you either grab your motherfucking balls and do what you gotta do, because I mean what it looks like she ain't gonna get rid of it, so it's on you, homie.
All right, then, well, I'll cut you right now in a little bit. I gotta come on.
Who's laughing in the back?
I'm just kidding. He just got pregnant. Ooh, you started mentioning names. No, I gotta edit a bunch of
names. No, we're keeping that.
Nah, you gotta drop the name.
The little Armenian girl.
Dude, I even said that at the restaurant. I was like, oh my God, something happened. I thought it was the worst. You're lucky I didn't talk too much. I was gonna say some dumb shit.
Cookie, you're fucking down. Shout out to you.
That was fucking
fun. All right, bye. I'll text you in a little bit.
Bye.
All right, you gotta edit some look.
No.
Bleep.
Yeah, bleep.
Yeah, just bleep.
Yeah, no, bleep. That's what I meant. Yeah. Bleep.
Oh my God.
I didn't mean edit.
That was incredible.
That was.
You thought she talked to me like.
And I love that they tell you to wrap it up, and your answer is.
Mama ain't raised no bitch.
Hilarious.
I'm safe now. You guys turn into a different ear.
Vic.
Yeah. I got a call now too.
Yeah, Vic.
Oh, fuck off, you break. You for it. Fuck, I would have called my mom. Y'all would have heard this big ass speech about fucking. It just would have been bad. She would have been like, and then my mom's super against, like, she's not against it. My mom's a big believer on everybody does what they do.
Yeah. All right, fuck.
I'm excited for this one.
I feel like this is like actually real life, so I don't know why I'm nervous.
What if she name drops us too?
Like right here. Yep. Perfect.
You guys are horrible. Stop laughing.
Okay. Sorry.
Hello.
Hey, Ma.
Hi, y'all. How are you?
Good. And you don't feel good?
No. I'm still sick. And I was sleeping all day. I was supposed to go to the hospital, but they called me from from a job. Uh-huh. And then some guy that works there, he was like, yeah, the guy in front of me, he got sent home like 4, and he didn't tell anybody. And then on the next day, the guy next to me got sent home.
Damn.
Yeah, and then I think it's the Gary, my manager. Uh-huh. I think he had it, but didn't say shit. Damn. Because he kept sneezing and he just kept like, he went to work, but he was feeling like shit, and I could tell.
Yeah.
Estaba todo congestionado and everything.
Yeah.
And he just wasn't like being funny or nothing for a couple of days. But he was just sitting there doing his job, like he just ignored everybody because I know he won't. He sits behind me, like two people behind me. And then me and then this guy named Lauro.
Mm-hmm.
And behind me, but on the other side is this guy named David. This one, Russia.
Yeah.
Anyways, so all of us, one point or another, got sent home.
Yeah.
And then it all coincided with who we were around. And then she called me too. She goes, oh, can I call you? Yeah. And then she goes, tell me everything, because I need to know. I need to do a contact history report or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And I told her everything, and she goes, yeah. And she goes, you have to take a test. And I go, oh, because I can't act like shit. And then she goes, yeah. She goes, from what it sounds like, you were like directly in the crossfire, basically.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. So literally everybody just got it. And they're all still sick.
Damn.
Yeah, and because
you're not feeling any better yet?
A little bit. I got feeling yesterday seriously was like shit. Like I thought I was gonna be good. I was like, no. And I woke up today, I felt like literally going to the hospital. My heart just kept it feels like a stab wound on my boob. And I was like, oh god, it is, what is it? So then I took a shower and I lay down and I was like, okay, I'm gonna get ready to go to the hospital. And that guy called me and then we're on the phone for a long time talking. And
I know.
After that, I went to get something to eat, and I went to sleep.
Well, I was gonna tell you I kind of feel sick too, not like that, but it's just because I just got a text that said like that, you know, this girl's pregnant, so I'm just like, damn.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Think it's yours?
Yeah, probably.
You like her?
No, not really.
Oh my god. How many months?
I don't know, like she didn't really tell me.
Don't fucking lie, you're fucking stupid. You're lying to me. I can tell you're laughing.
Damn,
we're trying to prank you for brown bag. Damn. I'm sorry.
And we just heard all your dumb
comments. Damn, like, no damn, wonder like, you're some podcast. The way you talk.
Oh, you guys are dumb.
You're dying. Laughter's good for the soul.
For all of that.
We're saying all that word. Half the room is like.
I can tell when you're serious and when you're not. I'm like,
oh my god, I couldn't. I don't know.
I love you, Carmen, because you're like, do you like her? Like,
you're so stupid.
That was amazing.
Oh my god.
It's funny because Vic's like, damn, she really going to do it. Everybody's like, half the room is like, don't.
Yeah, half the room is like, hang up. But the other half is like, do it.
You guys, I hate you guys. I'll kill you guys.
You will. I believe it.
Oh, my God. Well, I try to keep a straight face, but it was just too funny.
Thank you, Carmen.
I know you already. Like, damn. I was going to start talking more shit, but I was like, nah.
Man, you should have heard my sister.
Duno's sister went off on him right now. It was so funny. Yeah. Yeah. And Jorge didn't answer.
Yeah, Jorge didn't answer me.
Well, I hope you feel better, Carmen.
We hope you feel better, Carmen.
Let me know if you need anything.
Order some sopita.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Love you guys.
Okay. Love you.
Love you. You made my day.
Thank you for sure.
Love you.
Love you.
And it's not true. I hope not. Okay.
Oh, you better not.
Okay. All right, Mom. Love you. Bye.
You and her. Oh, shit. Chill
out. Chill. A confession to a crime, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's why when I was like, that's right.
Okay. Bye.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
Sometimes I say shit
that my... She sounds like if she's just your homegirl.
Yeah, she's like, do you like her? Yeah, like, I'm telling you, my mom would have started giving me a speech. Like, mm-hmm. It would have been a full-on speech about, oh, my God.
But my mom is, like, extra supportive, so it's, like, it's hard sometimes to, like... Like I told you, if it was my dad, it would have been a completely different convo.
It would have been, like,
fucked up, stupid ass, like, something like that, you know? My mom was just like, damn, like, so you like her or what? Like, you know, what are you going to do? Like...
You know, it's funny that your mom said that. You're like, whoa, chill. Because my other sister would answer, would have been like, I'll beat that bitch up. And it's like, well, you can't
She's
do that.
Pregnant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But it just that's the way they talk. Like, some of them just have, like, super demeanor. Okay, you try Jorge one more time?
Uh-huh. Because normally he calls back.
Yes, the podcast is done. This is gold content already.
Watch, he's going to be the least funny.
That's true. He has a very...
Watch.
Damn, he really is with another bitch. Just kidding.
I'll leave right now.
It's not too bad, huh?
It's alright.
Your call has been forwarded to him.
He never not answers.
It's been
but
forwarded.
He's home.
I hope so.
Charging his phone.
Oh, he's calling back. He knows I'm on the podcast.
Just be like, hey, yo.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, babe?
Why didn't you answer?
Because I'm eating.
Oh, what are you eating?
Caldo de camarón.
Oh, the guys didn't come.
Why?
I don't know. They're COVID. The other one supposedly with some girl.
I understand COVID with some girl. I have to do with it.
Facts, I know, right?
Who's that?
Guess.
Rose Kranz Vic?
Yeah. Bitch ass.
DLB? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Babe.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'm gonna cry.
Why?
Because me and Angie stayed because Angie went to the store for me.
Uh-huh. What's wrong?
I think I'm pregnant.
Who?
I think I'm pregnant.
Ow.
Sex?
Huh?
Sex?
Where?
What do you mean, where?
Where? Is it recording?
Yes. I told him, you're not going to believe me.
I'm not. Because I count everything.
Like what?
Well, we're not putting this clip in.
All right, babe. Bye. Yeah, I told you.
You did pretty good.
Now, he believed that for a while. He was like...
He's like the most safest person in the world because he feels like if he touches my hand, I'll get pregnant. So he knows, like, if I say I'm pregnant, I'm not really pregnant.
For us, it's like, oh, you stupid fucks.
Well, well that was fun.
That was fun.
Shout out to us.
Duno's was fucking timeless. That was so funny.
Fool,
we got to make a clip of that.
I love Cookie.
She's wild, fool.
Dude, the little Armenian girl...
Because, you know, they're older than me, so I think everybody's little, like...
No.
What do you mean, no?
No. Cookie's the youngest one.
Yeah, but she's still older than me by 3-4 years. So to her, every girl I'm with is like, oh, for your little bitch.
How come we've never heard of this little Armenian girl?
No, she thinks the one that came.
Oh. Yeah,
like, you know, because she's...
okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. super uncultured. You're way off.
Me?
No, not you.
No, I like how you're like, no, the one with no race.
No, yeah. It's like, I'm going to say.
Untraceable.
The alien?
The one with no race is so no fucking race. Funny. He's trying to clean it up. He's like,
she has a race, but let's not talk about her.
I was like, I don't know why I said no race. But see how nervous I would be if I were to tell one of my family members?
Yeah.
No, but I'm telling you, because it'll be funny. Like, my sisters will be talking to me about somebody, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, you're a little bitch. I'll fucking a little morenita.
There's always a way to, like, describe a girl. Like, I get what you mean.
Yeah, they always like, everything I do is, like, little, like, oh, like, yeah. Oh, you're fucking, or...
Your little podcast?
Yeah, for your little friend group, like, yeah. Just because I'm younger than them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it'd be like that.
That was fun. What do you guys want to get into next? Oh, let's recap New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Duno, you went to Vegas.
I did.
How was that?
It was cool, actually.
Oh.
I went with the homies, it was the first... But honestly, I won't do it again. Like, oh. It's just, like, I hate the fact that, like, they close the streets off. So, like, you can't, you gotta park. Like, they stop doing, like, certain shit after 6 p.m. And, like, it's a fucking hassle. The Ubers are, like, $144. Mm-hmm. We walked it from Excalibur all the way to Señor Frog.
Oh, that's a push.
I think it's, like, 9 miles.
It's not 9 miles.
No, I think it is, for real.
The strip isn't 10 miles long, is it?
Somebody told me 9 miles. Maybe they were drunk and I was drunk, too.
Yeah.
It felt like 9 miles, I'm sure. That's funny.
But
because I went to Vegas and it not be COVID because my brother lives out there. And we got stuck in traffic trying to get into the strip area because it's all the casinos that do the fireworks. Mm-hmm. And it's just traffic because everyone's trying to get there. We didn't even get. We saw it from, like, the freeway.
Oh, so you were in Vegas?
I've been there before.
Oh, before.
Before COVID. Mm. So I can only imagine what, with COVID, what the restrictions
were. Well, what they do is they close from the two side streets that enter everything. They close every side street in the, like this, and it's just like, you gotta just walk and have fun. It was cool, like, fucking, they don't allow glass bottles. So you could only, like, buy, like, plastic bottles from CVS. So I think, like, we were drinking Casamigos in the room, but we ended up drinking, like, Bacardi on the strip.
Oh, plastic.
And the homies were drinking, like, Jack Daniels because it was the only one that had, like, plastic bottles. So it was like, fuck, we had to do what we had to do. But it was overall, it was a dope time. We had a good time. We drove by. We waited back in time to have fun out here.
Yeah.
On the first, and it was cool.
It is 9 miles, by the way.
It is 9 miles.
Yeah.
Oh. It is 9 miles, right?
Wow.
You win.
I've walked 9 miles before then, for sure. I've done the whole similar trip. Walks. Damn, that's crazy.
That shit don't feel that long when you're drunk.
Yeah.
It felt like a good time. What about you? How was your party?
It was my family that my you guys know, my last year, my uncle passed away and then his son passed away. So that family, like, that's my dad's sister and all her sons, they came over. And I liked that because it felt like I liked that I hosted them. I liked that they didn't have to worry about anything. I liked that they just had to come have a good time. My dad and I was thinking of my dad and his sister because they're straight from El Pueblo, like, and they're the oldest ones. They grew up with nothing. Like, my dad sometimes talks to me about eating tortilla, if they could find it, tortilla with salsa as food because that's the only thing, like, they could really afford. And that's where he comes up from, like, him and that sister. To now have them be, like, cool in the States with their family, like, enjoying New Year's Eve, I don't know that they've had that before. So even that just felt really good for me.
That's awesome.
I felt good about
that. That's fine. That's cool.
What about you, Vic? Vic, you had a fucking time of your life.
I did not. I was playing putt-putt in Mexico, you know.
What does that mean?
Baja, California.
Putt-putt. Golf?
Yeah, mini-golf.
Mini-golf.
I was playing mini-golf.
Oh.
They're playing mini-golf, and then him and Kyler were reading books and shit. Yeah. They FaceTimed me. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
How's that book feel at midnight, perro?
Yeah, you do not.
You know, I fell asleep at 10.
You do not go to Mexico to read fucking books for New Year's Eve.
I do. I don't know what you do, but I do. Vic, you know, I don't know what Duno
I
does,
saw Callie's but... close friend's Instagram story.
Leti.
I do not recall.
I screenshot, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did because it was
can
like,
I see?
Oh, shit.
Because I didn't see it. Maybe because I was drunk, too.
Yeah. But keep saying whatever you...
He sent me his book list.
Yeah, I read a few good books. I fell asleep at 10. Like, I missed the countdown. I was getting drunk and stuff.
So that book I sent you was good, huh?
It was a really good book.
Appreciate it.
And then I fell asleep.
Does book mean prosty or what?
No. I fell asleep at 10, and then I started getting calls at, like, midnight. And And then I was like, fuck, I missed the countdown. I was mad. I missed it by like 8 minutes. And but it was just cool. I woke up and it was a new year and I was like, sick, I made it to 2022. Good feeling, you know what I'm saying? Gave thanks to God, you know what I'm saying? Said a little quick prayer. And then
for all the above, you feel me?
And then yeah, it was cool. Honestly, we didn't really even leave the Airbnb. We played it really low key. We went to get some food at like a nice winery. We're at like
Vibe. I kicked it with my dad.
Drug free. We're just kicking it, you know what I'm saying? And
so we're lying in 2022. Yeah.
I said a lot of truth in there.
Vic, I have the close friend. I saw the close friend story. It was on the other phone.
Oh, okay.
You have two phones?
I have one that the babies use. Both of the babies use my phone. Mm. This is the upgraded one. Then the, like, they both have YouTube. Mm. It's two of them. They
Nadia.
But whenever one lets me use one, if the other one's on this one, I'm going to use the other one to scroll and stuff like that.
But playing card games, you know? It's cool.
King's Cup?
Yeah, King's Cup. Some
little light work?
Just chilling.
Oh,
I remember, like, seeing, and I don't even know what I saw. I just remember there was a table, and there was people under the table, and there was Vic eating a quesadilla on the table, and it was a lot.
Yeah, that's all I was doing, eating quesadillas.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you drink for New Year's?
A lot. I bought all the, because I'm not drinking anymore. Uh-huh. I bought Mandala, I bought 1942, I bought Clase Azul.
So was your last champagne. Day of getting drunk?
Yeah, at least like, I don't know, maybe for birthdays and shit. Mm. But we drink every week at least, or we at least did.
Yeah.
You know, at some point it was very hard because I was like getting drunk here and then at the end of the day and it was just back and forth and I was like, okay, you got to relax during the week. But I actually like this maybe because like, our conversation's been amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Sometimes drunk.
It's good for sometimes, I feel like. But I same thing like when I was doing Mad Lately, we were kind of nervous every time because we would always go live. So we'd take like a shot or two before or we'd be just drinking on the podcast. And I never liked, it was fun in the moment, but I didn't like looking back and being like, oh man, I was too
damn, that was a stupid thing to say.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, basically. And then we got canceled, you know? So it's like, just you know, is what it is.
Yeah, bro. Shout out, Brown Bag.
RIP Mad Lately.
Shout out, Mad Lately. Say a prayer for Mad Lately.
You saw that shit they tagged me?
No, what? No jumper.
They said, in loving memory of Mad Lately, RIP.
No, they did a No Jumper block for Rolling Loud, and they came out in it, and they stopped it, and then they put the, what song did they put?
They did like the sad.
Oh yeah, for Hello Darkness, My Old. And it was like, in loving memory of Mad Lately. Shout out Vic for watching him on the Brown Bag podcast.
Yeah, they shout out Brown Bag.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was cool.
Real friends.
What did you guys eat for? What did you?
Ooh.
You guys like barbecue and shit?
No. So Jorge knows this chef. Shout out to Chef Eddie.
Fool, stop picking.
Fool, you're putting your feet on the table.
I always do it. It's a ritual.
Yeah, and the food that's on the table. No one loves it.
Bro, damn, why do no feet not on the table?
No one
DMs like that.
That is a random thing to get in DM. He got food on himself right now because his foot is literally on the table. Anyway. Yeah, shout out to Chef Eddie. He brought like a bunch of like amazing bomb food. Like if you've been to like Hatch in LA, he was a chef there. He is a chef at Yardbird.
Oh, we met
yeah.
him that day.
Yeah, you met him. You didn't go. Oh no, he hooked it up. That shit was fire. Oh, shout out to Chef Eddie. Yeah.
So what did he cook though?
What did he
cook? I like detail on the food.
Okay, there was definitely steak. There was it's random, but I really like his salads, and you only know what I'm talking about if you've tasted his salads. He always, like, it's a weird, it's always unique. So salad, steak, he did this thing, it's a type of fish, branzino. It's like a top tier fish. Mm. Pasta.
Type of pasta, just regular pasta?
No, it was like, it low-key looked like ravioli, but it's like, if I'm explaining it, it's not going to sound like how bomb it was. But it's like raviolis and then risotto, which is low-key like rice. I've never had it. Mashed potatoes. And then there was greens. It was like a whole thing. It was a lot of stuff. Really bomb stuff.
Like family style? Everybody
family
just,
style, yeah, for sure. Dope. So big up to Chef Eddie.
Yeah,
shout out to the guy.
Anybody else? Anything memorable for New Year's Eve?
Maximo?
Yeah, man. I was on the phone and I seen Vic's hip-hop list.
Mm. Oh,
that don't you know I'm loco, you guys?
Yeah, right there.
This is just a segment of its own.
Rosecrans Avenue, by the way, big up to Vic for what he's done with that platform, because it started off as a blog. It's become its own media platform and outlet, and like it's getting major traction, especially on social media. You guys came out with an end of the year list.
Yeah. So we did, so to backtrack a little bit, I had tapped in with the homie Innovator. Shout out him. He's also like an independent media figure, and he's from the Bay Area. I see him, I see like similarities between us, you know, and what we do. Like, we've never worked for like a major publication. We just built our platforms from the ground up, you know, and we really champion our sections. You know, if you get a, if you're from the Bay Area and you get an Innovator podcast interview, then you're validated. You know what I'm saying? So, and a lot of people will say the same about LA with my platform. So we, I was like, how about we do a NorCal and a SoCal list of like top 20 rappers, so that, and let's do it together as far as branding wise, so people can, people from NorCal can be like, oh, these are SoCal rappers, and then the NorCal rappers can see the SoCal rappers, right? And then also, I know I just have like a lot of eyes on me from industry figures, and I figure like it's good to put some names out there. Right. People will look them up and stuff like that. So, the best intentions possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, honestly, I'm not an evil person.
I don't know sometimes with you.
No, honestly.
You're calculated.
A little bit.
He's for sure. I think he's calculated, but I also think it's, because I think there's artists in there that he put that I've never heard him bump, and I've been in Vic's car plenty of times. I went, did you pick me up, or he dropped me out, he threw me a bottle. And so I think, yes, obviously, duh, industry is going to be industry. There's probably an artist there that's Vic's really good homie, and he fucks with Tough.
Yeah.
He might not be everybody's favorite artist, but he's, I'm going to show him some love. Yeah. It might help him. It might catch your attention. But I think there was also artists in there that you don't really fuck with, but you know they're doing their shit.
Exactly. So we did, so first it was the on the 30th, the homie Phil Innovator, he dropped his list. And then that got like instant traction. And everybody's like, oh, what the fuck? You got it wrong. How'd you leave this person out? Yeah. All the Bay Area people. And I was like, oh shit. Like,
was all black in it? I like all black.
All black was in it. He was, I think, number like 11.
Man, that's crazy. If you like all black?
He's a pimp.
Allegedly. Oh,
he was. I know my shit, dog. Fuck with me.
He's hard. And so I saw all the blowback he was getting and stuff. And I was just like, fuck, this is what awaits me tomorrow. But I'm, I ain't right. No bitch. You I'm know, I got to drop the list. I'm not going to leave the homie hanging. So I dropped the list, top 20 list.
Slid it.
And, you know, it gets a, I think no, that's a NorCal one. Yeah.
Shout out the NorCal one. That one. The NorCal one fire.
Yeah. And then, so I dropped my list. And people, what I noticed, people didn't have a problem with 1 through 10, really. It was the second half of
people
it.
People are going to have a problem with Bravo the Bag Chaser being number 10.
Wait, was it numbered specifically?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
All right, zoom in.
So, so the thing is, I know a lot more about certain artists.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, Bravo, for example, he is a good friend of mine. Shout out, Bravo. But the thing is that he did, that's a lot, that to me, like, set him apart.
Okay.
Is the numbers are there, millions of views on YouTube. He was consistent, dropped a project.
Independent.
Okay. He also had a crazy single with Draco and Blueface. First time they've ever worked together. And he went on his own headlining tour independently.
And sold out.
And sold out all the dates.
And I still would not have put him over Wally.
So Wally, you know, and this is like, I love Wally. Shout out Wally. But he was on OGZ's tour. So I give extra points to Bravo for having his whole own tour standalone.
But he's only a different part. Like, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
Like, are we being honest about this list?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? No. We're not being honest?
Oh, okay. I don't think this list is honest.
No. I'm saying about my personal.
I think this list is biased to Vic, but it's also Vic's platform.
Yeah.
So, duh.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't think Cause deserves to be up there.
Cause doesn't deserve to, not this past year.
On the
year.
20th, yeah.
Yeah.
But I love see Vic. See how Vic's taking constructive criticism?
Swifty Blue should not be in there.
Okay.
And I know he's homies, and I know you see you're right like there next to him, seeing all the work he's put in. But I understand that there's a lot of upset artists, and understandably so. Like, I know one of the biggest artists that was upset is Snow the Product. I would never put Swifty Blue over Snow the Product. I just think just by means of, like, if we're talking these streams and these
Damn, there's a lot of blue checks now.
Jay Stone dropped this past year, yeah. And it was a great project. And he went really deep on his project. Like, he talked about his traumas, like, literally what he went through. His mom died, like, and him talking about that, I'm just like, oh, shit. But, like,
the thing is, so I disqualified a few people.
Why?
Not for any, like, bad reasons. Yeah,
I was ready for this.
But, no,
I love this. I love hip-hop argument. Let's fucking do it. Yes. I love you when you talk about
No, you don't, because all your fans are like, oh, why
should
you
talk? That's why if I'm going to talk about what I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this list.
So some people, we'll get into that list after. That list. So some people ask, like, why isn't YG on the list? Like, he's a bigger artist than a lot of these artists. But to me, it's like
what they did this past year, right?
And YG already made
it. It was a combination of that. And, like, he's already solidified. Like, okay, I could have put Tyga on the list. I could have put...
Yeah, but it's your, like, list is already called Top 20 SoCal Rapper List for 2021. It's not like, that definitely is YG.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course.
Big. The fuck? Give a dollar.
For the... No.
No, I know.
No, look. Again,
he's saying YG's like a pop star.
Because Roddy is like a pop star, okay, and he's up there.
Roddy is a pop star, right?
But Roddy also dropped an album.
He's also young, and he just dropped the album, and it felt wrong not to put him on the list.
It's not fucking 30 under 30 list of SoCal rappers.
Maybe I should have done that. Maybe I should have done under 30 rappers.
I love this. Hey, maybe next year, I let the fried rice on your list.
No, he didn't care.
No, I do.
No one cares about me. I'm a woman.
Okay, Letty. Who? All right, look. Give me your top 10 of L.A. right now.
Top 10 of
your LA right now. Vic's list is pretty cool. Look. Right. If I'm going to be honest, zoom in real quick again. Everybody deserved to be there, and I'm going to just be totally honest. Mm-hmm. G Pringle could have been moved to the right one. I like his flood. The flood show was cool.
Yeah.
I was part of, like, two.
I like what Kalen did, too, this year. Yeah. Oh, Jeezy's really stepping out on his own. Like, I'm not mad at the Blast shit at all. Yeah. Bino at all. Blue Bucks at all. I know people had a problem with, is Baby Stone Gorillaz on here?
They are
no, that was the next list.
That we'll get into. Yeah.
It's coming up next.
Yeah.
More drama.
Pac-Man, I think he dropped one of the best songs from the West Coast, and I think people are sleeping on it.
He dropped three projects this year.
And
too.
My reason is more content. I'm content based. I'm like, did it grasp me? That's me. Mm-hmm. Numbers don't matter as much to me because I know numbers can be bought. Numbers, like, to me, it's like, damn, does this move me? So mine is gonna be super different, and I know. Like, I respect Vic, period. Before I even knew him, I respected his taste. So I'm no one to... I'm clowning you because I'm just clowning.
No,
but I do think that it feels weird to see someone like Kaz, but not see someone like J Stone or like YG or Dom dropped a project this year. And I know they're older, but this is not like an age-based. This is not like a...
Yeah, I felt like rappers way above 30 would not care about my list. And I feel like they wouldn't have if certain people weren't included. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it was more of like...
Did this one catch traction?
It did. Yeah, hell yeah. Everybody's mad. Like, you know, they didn't make it.
Let's just
like
read some of the comments. Can you just go to the comments?
Hell yeah.
What are the people saying?
They're mad.
So Jay Stone said, top 20 SoCal rappers list according to who? Zim. Jason's about to fuck you up.
It's all good.
And I like how two comments after is Pac-Man with the fire emoji.
Yeah.
Shout out
Compton
to
AV, everybody just keep working. Shout out to Compton AV.
That was a good comment.
Bro, it's because what I'm saying is, like, you guys, if you know how the fuck, and I'm not saying Vic's industry, but it's his, Letty, what did you just say right now? It's Vic's shit.
Yeah.
So Vic's going to have opinion. Obviously, I feel like...
But that's what happens when there's no name to the platform.
No, he put his name. He put that he made the list.
Like, yeah. Excuse me. Like, I did something for Power, and I put Letty's list.
Mm.
So it's in Letty's opinion.
Yeah, no, we put curated.
Yeah,
we put curated by Vic.
In the fucking... In there.
No, he put it in the
caption.
But
everybody...
No,
it's your logo. It's your logo.
Yeah, everybody knows me.
No,
for Rosecrans.
No, they don't. That's you thinking too much of yourself. No one, not everybody knows that.
Go to the next list. This list is cool. Because if that's the case, I don't feel like.
All right.
Okay, so, and I have to clear this up too because a lot of people thought that I made this list to appease
the other list.
The people that
this
didn't make the
set.
List. This was already done beforehand. Juan can vouch for me. We made the list at the same time.
Wow.
And.
I do the list.
I strategically dropped the 31st for 2021, and then the next day was New Year's Day, and I dropped the top 25 artists to look out
draft picks,
which I didn't know was an insulting term.
And Big Swift is here again.
He's not there twice.
He was Doesn't that say Big Swift right there?
Yeah, but
Swift
he wasn't on the first one.
Swifty Blue was on the other one.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I mixed them up. Fuck, that's my bad.
Wow. That's
my People bad. Do that, huh?
Yeah, they do that a lot.
Okay.
Look, and they're both Latino.
Yeah, facts. Damn. So Big Swift.
They got to fight.
So this list, and just to full disclosure, the first list was really hard to make from 11 to 20. Like, I switched it so many times as one, like, kept sending them edits. And then what happened was a few rappers, like, shout out Ralphie, Baby Stone, Suede, I had them on the top list, the first list, right? And then I was like, no, I think it'll be a better look for them to be, like, on, like, marketed on the second list. So, like, they have, like, their pictures and stuff like that. So that was my thinking.
Right.
Apparently, they were insulted by being on that list because they never heard of half these rappers and they felt like they should have been on the first list, which they all could have been. Baby Stone, easily. Ralphie, easily.
Baby Stone.
What does draft picks mean to you?
Look. Can I say, like, mine?
Please explain this, because this would be a new list.
Yeah.
So you would have to explain. I think that's where it kind of went wrong. Like, you didn't give context for the list.
I didn't want to because I wanted people to be curious about.
Okay, well, can you give context of what this list even means?
Can I say my opinion on it?
No. Yeah.
Or no, you want
to let him explain what this list. Right. You said you don't want to talk hip-hop. You literally said that.
All right, I'll get into it real quick. So basically, to me, draft picks is, you know, artists to look out for, essentially. That if there was a draft of, like, newer artists, that these would be at the top of the list.
Okay.
Like, you know, this is, like, a lot of drafts are 30. Maybe I should have done 30 or whatever to, like, go in full with the reference to sports and stuff.
Mm.
But to me, these are all, like, first round draft picks, and this isn't in any particular order, to be honest. It was
right,
just
you didn't number it.
No, I didn't number it. It's just artists I think are gonna have
a good
big 2022. You know what I'm saying? Artists I'm like rooting for and have done things that I think are impressive
and pay you
good enough to no, and good
none
enough
of these
to,
artists pay you.
No,
none of these
I
artists
wish
pay
they did.
You.
I wish they did.
None of these artists
none
pay you.
None of them. I didn't take one.
That's true. And if I go back for that, I go back for that.
Vic, you have a PR firm.
Yeah, and these are none of my clients.
Okay.
Why do you believe the homie?
I don't believe him.
I would tell you. I would tell you.
I don't believe him.
There's some artists on the first list that I work with.
Okay.
Not this list.
Not this list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The potential clients.
Probably, yeah.
Hopefully.
Hit me up if you want to be on the next list. No, first one's free. Second one's costly.
I actually like this list that's going to be on the draft pick.
Yeah.
So I was thought I was showing love to these artists.
But they thought you were just calling them like their kids of the other artists.
Yeah.
They thought it was disrespectful to be included on a list with smaller rappers that they've never heard of or that those artists look up to them. I had a long conversation with, I don't even want to say who, but that artist that made this list. And they were super confused. Like, why am I on this list? Like, this artist wants to sign to me and we're on the same list. Like, you got me fucked up, da da da. And it was cool. Like, we had a good conversation. We talked it out. And I was just telling them, like, okay, maybe I need to be more informed about what you have going on.
Draft? Crazy. You know that's how you feel, Vic?
Oh, shout out my boy, Sway.
Look, I'm going to keep it a bug. To me, draft means, like, but when you see the draft, for example, when you see the draft in the NBA, you're excited for these artists.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they also haven't made any plays in the game. And, like, in the main stage of
NBA.
Yeah,
but you start predictions.
No, I know. They've probably killed it in college, killed it in high school, but they haven't done anything on the court. Some of these people feel like they've done stuff in the court.
Well, they need to stop feeling entitled because you haven't, just you getting a couple. No, for real, Dick, like, don't you got to earn your, bro, Letty, you can back that up. Yeah. No, I'm not arguing.
But
I'm
think people in the other list haven't
still
done anything in
that's
the
what I'm
league
saying,
either.
But he took accountability on that. I think he was like, you know what, like, maybe my list was different, but make your fucking list. You feel some type of way about
it. I'm happy he was in Mexico and the phone was probably on airplane mode.
Oh, yeah. So that was the like, good thing about it. Like, I didn't really go through all the comments.
What are the list, Juan?
I was in Mexico having a good time, removed from, like, society a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't really see all of the blowback, but I knew it was there. Mm-hmm. I just didn't really open my Instagram. I'm just like, just let people
as
argue.
As you should. It's good for your mental health not to look at it.
Exactly.
There's a lot of artists here that are going to go crazy this year.
Facts.
Sample that I don't know either. I don't know 22 G-Faye. But he's from San Diego, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go crazy. I've never met Girls Love Dez.
Yeah.
I love his music, but he's not mainstream. You heard Girls Love Dez? Mm-hmm. I think you'll fuck with his shit. He has, like, a super dope, like, melody. He raps. I think it's fire.
And you tagged them all.
And that was the thing to just, yeah, shout out Juan. He did a lot of work on that.
Shout out Baby Stone Gorillas, too.
Yeah, shout out Baby Stone.
I feel like put more respect on Peso, too. And that guy's someone that I've low-key stayed away from because of, I don't mind saying it, like his use of the N-word. Like, I just, it's hard for me to back a Hispanic rapper that says the N-word.
Yeah.
But I do see him doing shit. Yeah. I would, if we're putting other people, like, that aren't having, like, if we're putting Big Swift on the, I mean, Swifty Blue on the other one, I would have put Peso on the other one.
Yeah. I feel you.
And Swifty, can we just flip? Can we do a new edit, please?
I mean, Sway did this thing, too. Like, again, like, a lot of those artists were on the initial list, and I thought putting them on this one would be a better look. But
yeah, like, people were thinking,
more mad about this list than they were about the first list.
Yeah.
But the positive I took from this was when I was talking to the artist that was on this list, I was just like, yeah, man, you know what? Next year, I'm going to come out with, like, criteria that I'm judging on, because I just dropped this one with no context and just seeing what the reaction was, because I've never done a list before. And so from there, like, the artist was like, nah, fuck that. You got to make another one next year. You have to do it now. Now you started it. Now you got to keep it going. And I'm like, all right. So the thing is that we've created something that people aspire to be on. And in my real goal with this initially was to shine a light on artists. And now I got a lot of texts from artists that didn't make either list and
said,
I'm motivated. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Shout out the positive comment. I think, like, Yellow, I think, like,
shout out Yellow Hill.
Like shit, Yellow Hill's my homie.
Yeah.
Like, one of my, like, good homies, but he, and from what I know, he dropped, like, two projects and shit.
Yeah.
But
he could have been on the list. This one just included a lot of younger artists, to be honest. You know, like, a lot of artists that are, like, under 25. Man,
SoCal's gonna be crazy with the Latino shit. I'm looking at this shit, like, with Sway, Free Peso, Little Word, Lil Maru, 22 G-Fay, like,
Luda, Coyotes.
Luda, bro, like, the Latinos finally, you know how we get?
Yeah.
I like that shit.
So, again, it's like, I'm rooting for all these artists. I hope they go crazy in the next year.
Jakarta.
Shout out Jakarta.
Shout out Jakarta.
And hopefully he steps it up this year.
Yeah, facts. So, yeah, but it definitely caused an uproar. I think we just dropped another NorCal list today. Shout out Innovator. He did a top 30.
Damn, who are you looking up? Saw your search history.
Search bar. Yeah, we just dropped
damn,
that one too.
Who's
so.
That?
Mia Khalifa.
Yeah, it is.
It's a shared account.
So shout out everybody made the list. Shout out everybody didn't make the list. It's no love lost. It's not like if you didn't make the list, I don't think you're trash. It was just people are always going to be left off every list. And what I would say is make it undeniable next year.
And for the right price. I'm just kidding.
Nah. Just make it undeniable because the top 10 rappers that made the list, none of them had shit to say. They didn't even care they were on it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Roddy did not give a fuck about being on that list. Blast. Facts. Nobody.
Did.
Huh?
Bravo the Bag Chaser.
Yeah. Shout out Bravo.
Yeah.
Shout out Leslie for her cool opinion on him.
Bravo should have been on the next list.
No. And the thing is, I probably give him a little more credit because he's 20 years old.
Yeah.
He's 20 years old. Hanging, like, numbers wise,
like,
everything.
Like that, like, Duno's 22?
21.
21. 22 in 2 months.
22 in 2 months. He dropped a project.
That shit was quite average. Well, for Jakarta. Hopefully Jakarta does this shit.
Wasn't that last year? I mean, that wasn't
2020?
2020?
2020?
Yeah, it was 2020.
Yeah, this was.
This 2021. No. It was January, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but I'm not a rapper. Even if I didn't, man, even if I was a rapper, and I would have made that, I would have been like, for you know how many shit I get left out of funniest fools, like, or funniest people in the internet? I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I got 3 booming-ass podcasts, my shit, this shit, and No Jumper, and I've done crazy-ass videos, and I'll have a movie coming out, and I've auditioned for Hulu, and
let's go.
You think I give a fuck about a list? I get left out shit all the time, and shit, it is what it is. I get my flowers or not, but shout out to people that do give me my flowers.
Hell yeah.
For sure, yeah.
I like this energy.
I don't give a fuck,
bro. The people give you your flowers.
That shit is weak as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, that shit is so weird.
Facts.
TikTok ain't put me on the Latinx bullshit.
You
give a fuck?
You care. No, you give a fuck, because you mentioned that, like, probably 3 times throughout this podcast.
Kind of cares.
Kids with numbers.
Yeah.
Just know I can't walk normal, you feel me? Because I get recognized.
You're... Shout out to the brown bag fan that recognized me at the Novo yesterday. Took a picture. Real cool.
While watching Giveon?
Yeah.
He was a freaky ass fan, huh?
No, it was a girl. Oh. Brown bag baddie. Shout out to her.
Why wasn't Giveon on your list?
Singer.
What?
Singer. He's a singer.
Blast.
Either yeah, raps. But Blast blurs the lines. Wow. Look, it was that was a debate too of like.
I want you to know this. I admire your debate about hip hop. Wow. Like, it's interesting to watch. Cause I want to like have you sit down with Vic and we just have an episode. You guys just talk shit each other. And no. I sit here like this, look.
I don't know if anybody watches.
No, I feel like an old head.
We're hella nerds.
Do you really?
I feel like an old head.
And do you sometimes catch yourself like, oh, maybe I should have not said it like that?
I feel like an old head, and everyone in the comments is like, chill, old head. No one cares about fucking Tupac.
But do you consider yourself an old head?
Yeah, but I don't think that an old head is like a bad thing.
I don't think so either.
I think like there's a stereotype that old heads are like, they hate everything. I get that. Yeah, and they only, yeah. There you go. I am someone that can appreciate Beastie Boys, can appreciate like the art, my peers, which is like the Kendrick Lamar, Big Sean. Yeah.
You could also appreciate the new generation.
Yeah, I could also appreciate
the new generation. You do it, honestly, for somebody considered
an old. That's old.
An old head? Mm-hmm. And not you, you're not old. Beautiful and young.
Yeah. You know? But you're in like a perfect time frame, I think. Yeah. You're not old and out of touch at all. You know what I'm saying? And you came up with these artists because you were in the trenches like young and, you know, coming up with all these artists. Like you said, they're your peers. And you're like, you know what's going on in the, like, the new generation too.
You know, so there's this guy Fuzzy, and he was a part of Big Boy Show.
Oh, yeah.
Fuzzy is like the energy that he has, the enthusiasm he has about hip hop today is the same. He came in the game. Like when Big Boy came in the game, like they started together. It was this homie, Fuzzy Fantabulous, part of Big Boy's neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And from then to now, same enthusiasm, still on the streets. Like I know he fucks with G Perico and them, or like he had fucked with Empire. I don't know where he works. He's in the industry somewhere. Priority. He helped Dr. Dre launch the Beats Radio.
Wow.
He
tapped the fuck in.
And for sure. When he worked at Power, he was really the person that got together the place for who performed at Powerhouse. Like, I always think of Fuzzy like, damn, this dude's a legend, but he still acts and loves the game. Like, he's so young. He's out here. Yeah. He's not like, oh, I'm older. This isn't my scene. I'm just going to go home. And that's who I aspire to be like. I aspire to be like Fuzzy. Like, never above what's going on currently in hip hop.
I like that about you, too, because I think when, like, even when I talk to, like, some of the homies about you, they know your history about hip-hop and shit, and they go, like, you think she fuck with you? I'm like, bro, like, me and Letty have had full-on blown conversations about German Boy, Little Weirdo, and then you talked about the Baby Stone Gorillas, and people, honestly, they would think, she's on radio, she might not know who the fuck these people are, but she real-life listening, and I like that, and then you'd be into, like, I'd be putting on some gorillas, you'd be like, ooh, you feel me? So
we on.
Letty Young, because she hit me about TikTok this weekend. Remember you're like, go little rockstar, your dad video?
Oh, yeah.
That was a fire video.
Yeah, there's this guy that's a widow on my block. And our neighbor is racist. So a white lady that's racist, but the neighbor after her is an old white guy. They hate each other, too. Mm-hmm. So I feel bad for her. It's like she hates the Mexicans next to her, and she hates the old man next to her. She's sandwiched between people she hates.
Sandwich.
Yeah. But did I say it like that? Wow.
No, I'm saying it like that because it's funny because she hates Mexicans.
But the white guy, Frank... he's a widow, and we always think like, damn, during the holidays, should we invite him over? We're a little scared because of COVID or what to do. But when everyone was gone from the house, my dad had invited him over to have New Year's Eve leftovers. And just seeing them together, I'm like, this is so cute. Like, this is just some like, hey, can you come over? Like, hey, you want to come over and hang out at my house? Like, it felt like that.
Yeah.
This fool is funny as fuck. Like, he has a whole backyard, and it's just a bunch of trees, and he has... His homies, his family, quote unquote, are the squirrels. Like, he has walnuts or whatever the fuck these squirrels eat, and he just puts it out, and the squirrels jump on him, and, like, they eat it. Like, wow. This is, like, his life. He calls my dad over, because my dad's a locksmith, every time to be like, hey, I lost my key. Or, hey, and my dad's like, it's right there on your keychain. But it's, like, that's their friendship. That it's, like, dude, come on, Frank.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah. He has too much pride to call him and, like, to hang out.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, I lost my keys. He's like, it's literally right there, Frank. He's like, okay, how much do I owe you? He's like, nothing, Frank. Like, I just pointed out where they are. But even my dad being, like, this fucking Mexican-ass fool, and he's just out there with
Dope. Shout out to him. Sounds like he lives a friendship. Very peaceful life, too.
Super.
Hanging out with squirrels.
Are men called widowed if their wife died too?
Widower. Oh, sorry, widower. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. You corrected me. Ooh. You corrected me. Do you know how widower? Does it feel? Widower, yeah.
Now, where's the widower?
Yeah. You corrected me. Shout out to you.
Yeah.
Shout out to me.
But yeah, shout out to everybody. Yeah.
Shout out everybody that didn't make the fucking list.
Hey, I hope everybody makes it. No, not everybody, but a lot of people make it next year that didn't make it this year. I hope it just motivates everybody to, like, get on your shit. I'm a big proponent of content. Like, drop a lot. And if you don't drop a lot, drop one solid project that can be played all year.
And I think you really consistent. Love the game. You're not, like, someone that's, like, nose in the air. Like, fuck all these. You're literally everywhere. You're in the studios, you're in the shows, like you're interviewing these artists. Yeah. Like, I don't think it's someone that's out of touch, you know? Just be ready, because it's like, if this is gonna be a yearly thing, like, they're gonna come for you. Similar to how they come for BDOT, they're gonna come for you. And I know you have it in you. What, like, if anyone has it, you have it. BDOT does this exact same thing, except he's from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Super East Coast bias. Fuck you, BDOT. I'm saying. But it's the same thing.
Hey, BDOT, I'm in your city, fool.
Jeez. Oh, yeah, we're going to be there after next year. Maybe change a few names on that list, huh?
Next year?
Exactly.
Next week. Yeah, no,
so he has to start walking different.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's
I can imagine Vic eating. Okay, let's act this out real ready.
Baby Stone Gorillas right there. Like,
they made it, though.
Yeah. No, they're not on the first list.
Shout out Baby Stone.
Shout out Baby Stone Gorillas. I just interviewed him. Dope interview.
Yeah.
But, hey, fool, can I talk to you real quick? Big just having Earth Cafe.
This jalapeno, whatever the fuck he had. What
was it? It was El Diablo Panini.
El Diablo Panini.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell him that. Yeah. And then they go like, if we, if we didn't make the list or anything, you feel me? Like, and just put the gun to his thing. Like, if I hope I make the next one. And then just walk away.
Yeah.
And then you gotta edit your list and be like, IG took it down, and then this artist gonna be on.
And then Big just stays sitting down at Earth Cafe. And all you see is, like, dripping because he peed himself.
Chill out.
If you put a gun to me,
Vic, we're going
to
be on you every year. Vic, we're going to be on you every. I'm going to be sitting like this at home, like, every 31st. Like,
Hey, is Vic good?
Yeah. No, I'm just happy.
No wonder you're in Mexico.
You got to bring out that pro club vest.
Yeah. I'm going to take a yearly trip. Oh, yeah, I'm going to walk around my pro club vest. but I'm just glad it's become a thing. Like I said, I've waited a long time. I feel like I finally have that say-so to where people have to respect it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's why I came out with it this year. And, yeah, like, everybody, LA, keep moving forward. Like, what I had, the conversation I had with the artist I was speaking to is, man, I want all these artists on the list to make it past Texas.
Yeah.
And what that means is that a lot of artists, like, if you don't know, like, the back end of, like, this West Coast rap shit, is a lot of artists can't tour past Texas. They can have shows all on the West Coast, but they can't go past Texas. Nobody outside of Texas really knows who they are. Mm. And there's a lot of artists that have, you know, obviously, like, Roddy's, YG's, Blast. Nipsey, Blast. You know, they've made it that far, Giveon. But I need everybody to, you know what I'm saying? Because the same way Atlanta has Future and Young Thug, and they can tour any city across, you know, damn near the world, but especially in the States, I need more LA and West Coast artists to be able to do that as well.
Yeah, and that's your main goal. So that's exactly. Why I fuck with you. And we're back.
We back.
Vic was taking a shit.
I wasn't. But I had to use the number one in the ladies' restroom.
A stand up.
Oh. Couldn't find the key.
We're locked up. You say stand up or sit down.
Oh, okay.
What?
Like when you're in juvenile hall, you don't go like, oh, I gotta take a piss or a shit. You go like, oh yeah, can I take a stand up? And they'll be like, yeah, go ahead. Wow. Or can I take a sit down? Oh. And then, but obviously for girls, it's just sit down. But you know, when for guys, they'll be like, hey, shit, but I gotta take a stand up.
Isn't it easier to just say I need to pee or I need to poop?
It's just it's more about a respect, trying to like, I guess little discipline shit. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Edgar Report.
So there is reports of a 14-year-old kid, male,
in Texas,
who was reportedly driven to a place and shot by his father and shot three other teenagers. They were.
Wow.
And a fourth was injured. Three died. A fourth was injured.
Wow.
And damn. So the kid got taken into custody.
The shooter wasn't Edgar.
The shooter wasn't Edgar. Clear as day. And his father was the one who drove him there. And, you know, it's like a lot of people are like, oh, my God, you know, why would he do this? Stuff like that. Like, I had a feeling it was, you know, this is just an assumption. that it's, you know, gang activity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could be wrong. We don't really know what happened, but that's kind of what it seems like. Tragic story of, you know, somebody that's 14, that's not valuing life, their own life, you know, other people's lives. And yeah, just be safe out here, man. People are losing their minds more and more by the day.
Damn, the day after Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. And just, you know, it's not just pertaining to Edgar. This is just a sad story in general, but he happened to have Edgar cut. And so, you know, it was a big story on social media. People kept sending it to me and stuff like that. But in lighter news, it seems like in 2022, there's a lot of Edgars that are now taking vocational classes. And they're starting to be personal trainers.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I love, like, this for the Edgars.
Yeah. Right? Like, they're doing something positive. You know, they're not just hanging out in their troquitas all day. They actually are getting jobs. And you know what? It's like, you know, unfortunately, like, there's a stereotype that, like, oh, maybe they just work construction or whatever. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever they do. But they're getting, like, legitimate jobs. And, you know, there's, like, this video going viral right now of an Edgar, like, helping a lady out with, like, I don't know, just, like, stretching her out, like, an older lady. And then he's, like, hitting her cheeks, like,
just... Which cheeks?
Her ass cheeks, but, like, in a professional manner.
I like that when you said cheeks, it's obvious you meant ass cheeks. And to me, it's, like...
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't be, like, just
smushing. I don't know how professional that was, but...
What? How he was doing it? Yeah. We have to insert the video right here. Because it's so funny.
Oh, my God.
And then he was, like, a real professional because you could tell he was wearing, like, a mask and shit. Yeah. And it was,
proper,
like,
protocol?
Like, yeah. So to let you real quick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, look right here, like.
Shout out to that Edgar.
Shout out him, you know.
He look young, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is that, like, chiropractor? Yeah, it's, like, chiropractor, like.
Wow, and he even has his address there or his phone number from Las Vegas.
Shout out to him. Thank it's, you know, positivity. That's what we're preaching. I hope other Edgars get into this field. You know, and I mean, imagine going to get, like, a massage or the chiropractor's office, and Edgar is gonna do
help
it.
You?
Would you still stick around and get it done?
No.
No. What about you, Duno?
I feel like, especially for these things, this kid looks like a little stick.
Yeah.
Himself.
Maybe he has magic hands.
Maybe.
I ain't gonna lie. I've seen, like, where, like, there's, like, girls that are, like, short and small. And, bro, they be cracking, like, NFL players, like, whole body. Because they know how to do the whole good chiropractor shit with, like, with the fucking where they use their knees and their body and shit like that.
I could do that shit.
You could do that?
Yeah.
No, really. Like,
you're just a freaky ass fool.
No, I just know how to crack bones for some reason.
Wow. Imagine Josh was your chiropractor.
Yeah, I feel like someone like Josh would be a great chiropractor.
Yeah, probably because of the hair. I would trust him. I'd be like, oh, he has long hair, maintains his hair.
Oh my
gosh. He could for sure, like, fix this issue, I guess.
We are still, I know people comment people that we should interview that are Edgars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I want a famous Edgar. I want an Edgar on the street. Like, I want to go. Yeah, regular Edgar.
Not
an Edgar,
like,
that has a podcast or an Edgar that raps.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Fuck, do you want an Edgar that, like.
Someone that this is that, legit, like, their lifestyle.
Yeah.
These videos be having me dead, too. Like, what would you do if you see me on your block and they're, like, have their shirts tucked in into, like, their hoodie? And they're just, like.
Their shirts tucked in.
And they're serious. Hoodie? And you want to know what the. Like, their hands are always, like, in their pockets of their hoodie. And they're just, like. And trip out. There's a famous Edgar going viral right now.
Okay.
And the homie, my cameraman, was like, bro, he was in Bakersfield at the show you did. And he was trying to say, what's up?
Wow.
And, bro, I seen this fool shit.
Is that the fool that is,
he has, like, different color eyes?
Is it the one that he's always just, like.
No. Is it the dude? No. That dude is funny.
That dude that sprinkles
the glasses?
The salt? Yeah.
No, he looks like Jakarta. Like
Jakarta, yeah.
Not
yeah.
him.
Okay.
There's another Edgar. Can I look for it real quick? Just because
whoever is in charge Edgar. Of the TV.
He's like, what would you do if you saw me in your hood? And I'm like, what
and
the?
And what would you do?
Foo, probably smack the shit out of you. But it's so, like, it's like, I want to know who records this. Like, if the homie saw me do this shit, come to Juan, send it to you.
Yep.
Is it still area of LA? You gotta change that. Yeah. I just sent it to you right now.
You guys, we're sorry if you, like, somehow check in on all the members of Brown Bag and you're following idiot of from LA. That is Compton Juan.
Yeah, he needs to change his
handle. He needs to change his handle.
Oh, look at this shit. Josh, watch move out, real quick. That's like the meme of it, but go back to the beginning of it.
Oh.
Like, okay, that's the hold one on.
They say our Edgars, the Edgars are evolving.
Yeah. Because it's a different cut. It's like the Edgar cut in the front, but like you just woke up in the back.
Yeah, he's all like right, styling.
Come to Juan, I'll send you another one. This one is like, oh my God. But I
like the evolved Edgar.
Yeah. The hair's getting longer.
I like
the back to the shuffling vibes.
Let's see. Of course, listening to Mike's show.
Oh. Who is this Edgar in the middle?
He's not the one popping. The one popping is...
But I like the Edgar in the middle.
He like Pop D.
I want to give the Edgar in the middle a ride to school. I do. I want to make sure he goes to class. Lovingly. Like, yeah. Nothing crazy.
I feel you.
What?
So you want to be a mentor?
Was that bad?
Okay, imagine I said that about a teenage girl. I want to give her a ride to school.
That's crazy. Yeah. Okay, lovingly. Well, lovingly. Look, so earlier, look. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
Hold on. Let's, okay,
I want to make sure he gets to class.
Please don't make it bad.
No.
Like, I would be okay.
Let's just pause her.
I would be okay.
No, let her try to clean this up.
Being like the school bus lady and making sure he gets to class. Like, you know how there was always that adult?
Not your job as a school
no,
bus lady.
But do you know how there was always that the cool teachers or the people that gave a fuck about
a
you?
Chaperone?
Like the stand and deliver motherfucker, like in Gangster's Paradise, like the lady that like just she wanted to make sure you were good and passed class. Yeah. We all have that teacher. I wanted to be like that. Fuck, man.
I didn't.
Not like that.
No, it wasn't like that.
I'm so
but it's
sad
just...
now.
It's just funny to, like, just hear it out loud, honestly. I want to give that little boy a ride to school. Like, what?
Lovingly.
Make sure he gets to school on time. Like, what? What does that mean?
It's like you... Okay, I have this little thing, like, in my heart, right? Like, yeah. Even with Duno, I want him to be safe.
Yeah.
Like, I want to... I would want to, like, pick Duno up. And
take him to his appointment. But I don't think
I don't think take him to his appointment.
Take him to the block.
So that he has things to do. I would want to fill his schedule.
I thought it was funny
because
of it.
So that he's not on the block.
But it's true. If Vic would have said that, it would have sounded super weird.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all good. We know what you meant, but it just
no, now
funny.
I don't even know what I meant now.
You knew what you meant.
No, you know what you meant.
You know what you meant.
Angie, why don't you help me?
Because I'm the one that said that's creepy.
Well, I just hope that kid gets to school on time. There, how about that?
Not by you.
Not by me. Like, I just hope he goes to his classes and he.
You hope he don't miss the bus.
I hope he doesn't get hit by a bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
But yeah, when I seen them do this, it was like who records it? Like, is it like a?
That was a mirror pick. That was a mirror
no, no. But I've seen other ones where they like it's like I'm like, what the fuck. Bro, if
like
I would have gone to high
Edgar behind the camera?
Bro, if I would have gone to high school, I would have smacked
if
the shit out of him.
You did go to high school.
With him.
Oh, okay.
Was there Edgar's when you were going to high school or no?
No, this shit just started.
It started like 2-3 years ago, right?
It started, yeah, like it was like probably like right after I left, yeah. There was like.
Yeah. The rise of the Edgars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Letty.
Well, the Rams play the Raiders this weekend.
Yeah, speaking of Edgar's parents. The Raiders are facing the Rams.
Raiders! You want to know what I did in Vegas?
What?
When I was walking the strip, there was like a family that was just wearing all Raiders. Mm-hmm. And I was drunk already, and I was like, Raiders! And they were like, Raiders! And then there was like a Chief player like, yeah, fuck them, dude! And they were just like, Raiders! But it was funny. And he was like a cholo.
Of course.
Raiders versus Rams. Whoever wins this game goes to the playoffs.
Rams.
To face off the dumbass cheeseheads. The
what Green
is
Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. What is Rodgers. Like the... What's the... Like the cheese that smells?
The Salvadorian cheese?
The Salvadorian cheese.
Oh.
I've always seen some white people shit on.
Yeah. Gouda cheese.
Yeah.
Gouda.
That's what I think of the Packers.
I just came from Earth Cafe, so don't mind me.
Oh, wow.
But... The Rams versus the Raiders is big because I know the Rams are an L.A. team, mm-hmm. and we want them to win because we want an L.A. team to play at SoFi when the Super Bowl comes. But the Raiders are basically unofficially L.A.'s team, too.
Yeah. Like,
they have a big fan base out here. Vic, you're part of the fan base.
Yeah, I hate when they play each other, honestly, because I do like both teams. Yeah, it's always rough for me when these two teams face each other, because they hardly ever do.
Yeah.
And especially now there's playoff implications. I want the Raiders to win, but I also want the Rams to make the playoffs, because they went all out this year with trades, and they got OBJ, who needs to stay a little more focused. I ran into him at a party, and it's like, come on, bro.
What are you doing here?
I was walking out. It was too late for me, and he's walking in. I'm like, hey, bro, get on that field tomorrow, my boy. Butterfinger.
You wanted to drive him home to make sure that he...
No.
I really just want you guys to know what I mean. Like, it's because I care. But not like that. Like, it's not sexual.
Okay.
We've moved on.
Yeah. All right, whatever. Like, Duno's there. Anybody you want to give a ride home to?
No, because you guys don't have them. Mothers get me. Moms get me.
Yeah. If you understand, let me drop a comment.
Yeah. You didn't mean it in that way. We know you.
Yeah.
Fuck, let the unit.
If any ladies want to give me a ride home,
make sure I get tucked in. All right, now you're making it weird. Have we done CNR with the Rams, the Raiders, and Chargers yet?
Did we? I think we have. Yeah, we have.
I think it's still a good CNR. CNR for. Okay, which one of these three do you want most to see at the Super Bowl this year?
Ooh.
Rams, Chargers, or Raiders?
I'm going to go with the Rams.
Why?
Just, I like what they're doing with the city. They're, like, tapping in. Mm. They're, like...
But it might be, like, the Clippers shit. Remember, like, the Clippers were tapped into the city, but it's because...
Oh, because they need a fan base?
Yeah.
No, that's the Chargers.
Honestly, to me, I don't give a fuck, because I don't go for either team. But I think it'll be cool to see the Raiders at the Super Bowl, which is not going to happen because they're fucking, they're active chokers, you feel me? But, yeah.
Vic?
Damn, it feels wrong saying this, but I would want the Rams to make it. Because I think I'm saying that because I don't think the Raiders have, like, a realistic shot because they've had such a tumultuous season, lost their coach.
That's a big word.
Lost their star wide receiver, tumultuous.
Damn.
And they just had a bunch of injuries. Like, their best tight end has been out for hella games. I don't think they have a real shot to make it that far in the playoffs and beat all the other better teams.
Yeah.
I feel like the Rams do. And also, the Super Bowl is going to be played at Rams Stadium.
Yeah. It's Charger Stadium too, no?
But it's really Rams.
Yeah, but it's really Rams. SoFi, yeah. So, that would just be dope for the city. Have all the energy behind it. Like, we've never had that. You know, a Super Bowl in LA, and never mind a team. I mean, at least as long as I've been alive. So that would be super dope for the city on some LA shit.
Yeah.
You know, we would get a similar reaction if the Raiders did as well.
Right.
But I think if the Rams made it to Super Bowl, that would be fire.
Why is it not the Chargers Stadium?
Because they came after that show was made by the Rams.
Nobody really wanted them here. Even.
Yeah.
Even.
I think even San Diego people were like, why are you guys going over there?
Yeah.
I asked him a word about it. He's like,
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
it hurt the San Diego loyal fans. Like, damn, like, why you leave us? You know what I'm saying? So it was just like a weird, awkward move that they felt like they could take advantage of the market and move up 2 hours. And it's just like, bro, nobody asked for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like when you invite somebody and then they always bring that plus one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I tried to do today. And then it's just like, why them? It's like, you're good, but you know what I'm saying? You could stay behind.
Wow, guys. You know what? I'm trying to be responsible.
No, that was a good joke, though, right?
It was a good joke.
Dude, I'm honestly not offended. And I was like, hey, you guys, we got to be careful with all the COVID shit. Like,
I understood, though.
I understood. I wasn't tripping. I thought it was a good joke.
I don't know. You brought it up, so.
But I like awkward jokes.
Oh. Can we stop doing awkward jokes directed over here? Because...
That wasn't, like, to offend, like, I...
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm totally kidding. Is it hard, like, what's it like being a Raiders fan?
Everybody thinks you're a cholo.
Yeah, is it hard?
Of course.
Yeah, like, tell me about it.
And I feel like nobody chooses to be a Raider fan.
Mm.
You're just born into it.
Okay.
I was. There's pictures of me dating back to, like, when I'm 2-3 years old with Raider gear on. You know what I'm saying? My dad was just like, you're a Raider fan. And it was cool when I was like 9, they made it to Super Bowl. They're pretty good. And after that, it's just been so shitty.
Yeah. And it's,
everything goes bad for them all the time.
And I feel like you're constantly have to stand up for them because, like, hey, this is
And the thing about the Raiders is that they give you hope every season at some point. because we don't have, like, trash players. You know what I'm saying? We always have, like, some pretty good players. We have, you know, a decent coach. And we'll, like, have something, and then we'll squander it right away. And they'll just break your heart. They're winning, and then they'll just lose at the end. Like, fuck! Mm. Oh, fucking Raiders did it to me again.
Yep.
The Raiders!
You know what I'm saying? So it's tough. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Feel bad for the homie.
Yeah, I do. No, yeah. I think people like to clown Raiders fan, but it's like, you know, it's like, siempre me dicen, me preguntan, like, what's the thing? It's like, they always tell me, come on, you guys know the shit.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like,
siempre me dicen,
¿cómo
estoy?
Siempre me dicen,
like,
¿dónde estoy, pero nunca dónde
estoy?
You understand?
Oh, it's like they're saying, it's like, siempre me dicen que, Sí, ¿dónde estoy, pero no cómo estoy?
Yeah, something like that. Like, yeah. Siempre me dicen something pendeja, pero nunca pendeja cómo estás, o algo, some shit. Like,
yeah.
It's something. It's somewhere. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? I feel like that's what's going out the Raider fans. It's like, it's always like, what the fuck? But never like, hey, how are you doing, Raider
fan? Yeah, no, it sucks. Over there? I mean, the only positive you can take from being a Raider fan is that you're not a Cowboy fan. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's the only bright part. It's like, well, at least we're not the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, when you're a Cowboys fan, it's tough.
Right. Yeah, that's worse. It's worse.
I think the Rams are a good team to root for. It's safe, I feel like. Even when they were in St. Louis, they're always cool. Like, they were a cool team. Like, they were a cool other team. They really didn't
create. They don't have a lot of hate. Raiders have a lot of hate.
Yeah. And Chargers, I guess.
Chargers people are indifferent.
Yeah, but it's like being an SD thing from LA. It's like, I don't care for you. Mm-hmm. So I think a Rams is like a safe bet. Just like good history. Like no bad track record.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out the Rams. I want them to win.
Yeah, shout out the Rams. Give us some free tickets.
If anyone works at SoFi.
Facts. Let us in the back door.
If they're hiring seasonal for Super Bowl.
What's up? Where are you going to work?
The concession. That shit looks like a fucking hotel.
I would quit right away. SoFi Stadium. I get hired and quit.
Looks incredible inside. Yeah, true. Like, just to get inside.
Yep. And then sign me up for security.
Why were you shaking your head at us while we're talking football?
Because he's a Green Bay Packers fan. He thinks he's better than everybody else.
He's a cheesehead, that's why.
You really think that the Green Bay Packers are going to be in the Super Bowl this year?
In L.A.
In L.A.
Why? And are you going?
I'll have to.
How much would you pay for a ticket?
$0.
$0. You're going to shoot?
I'm finesse.
But how much would you pay? I'm not saying, in theory. Like, what's the most you'll pay?
Maybe a G?
The most you'll pay is $1,000 for a ticket? It's pretty good.
Why are the Packers going to make it?
They're the best team in the NFL right now.
God. Why are they the best team? Best record?
See, this is, I feel like, this year, I feel like how you guys feel when the Lakers are good. Because the Clippers always suck.
Oh, you're so gross. I forgot he's a Clippers fan, too.
Wow.
You're just fucking out bad, fool.
Yeah.
Chuck the Condor. That's what you like?
Yeah.
Clipper Daryl?
Yeah. He's the homie. No, he's not, but.
Talk. Maximo, tell us. It's your time.
Hey, guys. I'm Maximo.
Show up for the Packers.
I'm gonna be there.
No, like show up right now, like rep for all the Packers, man.
Just look at the standings, man.
I know a lot of Packer fans.
I know I a lot too. Of Packer
when
fans.
When I went
too.
To the Rams game,
what do you think it is? Why do you think there's LA Packers?
Never been
to
Green
fans?
Bay in their life.
In their life, don't even know where Green Bay is.
Yeah, they Wisconsin. Can't point it on the map.
I didn't know where Green Bay was.
When I went to a Green Bay game like 2 years ago, versus the Rams, it was all green. Like it looked like we were at.
What made you a Green Bay Packer fan?
Growing up, watching Brett Favre.
Favre. Yeah, I love him, and there's something about Mary.
I have a jersey, and I wore it in middle school, and it's like 2X, and I'm like, how the hell did I wear this? Like, it's like at my knees, and like, it's crazy.
Back when he was.
Shout out to Packer fan base, they're loyal.
They are.
They're always pretty good, though. Shout out to them. They're always pretty good. It's annoying, but they're always pretty good.
Yeah.
What else? Is that it?
Why did you do that? He hit me. Teacher.
Is that? Yeah, I think that's all right. Whoop.
Why did you do that?
Catches in New York.
That was a great episode 29.
The Brown Bag loves you guys. We are out. Happy New Year's to you and your family.
Episode 29.
Hey, episode 29. 30 is coming up, but obviously because of COVID, we can't do the live show, which we all planned to do.
Facts.
So... We're planning on doing a live stream, so please let us know in the comments or DM the Brown Bag IG, TikTok and go crazy. And make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and tell a friend.
And everybody's been asking about our brown bag, Once Upon a Time in LA shirt. We're going to make it available, hopefully, on our YouTube page. You can click the link under the video, and you can get yours today.
And they're fire. And
yeah, they're on Pro Club.
Shout out Pro Club.
Shout out Pro Club.
And, bro, that...
Also, hoodie season.
Hoodie season.
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 Yeah. Also, it's available. Season. The hoodies are available.
Yeah.
Oh,
the hoodies available. We'll put the stuff available on the YouTube.
And make sure you go cop, support.
Brownbackpod.com.
And boom, we out. Yep.